Scarlet sent you? Tristan asked, taking in the newcomers. She was Fae, but the male? He was a legacy, and when Sapphire Eyes met his, he knew exactly which god he descended from. Clever of the silver-haired queen to send him. Who are you? The female asked, and there was no cowering like the Fae did here. This one was fierce and demanding. Tristan was fairly certain if anyone tried to give her an order, she might stab them. Tristan Blackheart, he said, watching them carefully. And you?
Razik Greybane,
the male answered, a hand falling to the female's back possessively.
This is Eliza.
You know Scarlet, Tristan repeated.
Unfortunately,
Razik muttered. The female rolled her eyes.
Can you try to be a little pleasant?
Why?
By Anala, she muttered,
turning back to Tristan.
Yes, we know Scarlet. I serve in her court. We were sent to aid you.
But in true fashion, she told us nothing of her plans. Just told us to find you,
Razik said, a growl lacing his words.
What do you know of Devrim?
Tristan asked. His sister was silent. Typical. She gave him shit about keeping information from Tessa, yet she was more close-lipped than he was.
Not enough,
Eliza said, her hands landing on her hips. A black mark was on the back of her right hand, the mark extending down some of her fingers. A quick glance at Razik found the same mark on his hand.
I do not know why she sent you. Neither of you will be welcome here, Tristan said, leaning against the table.
Well, we're what you got,
Eliza snapped, that fire flickering in her eyes once more.
Things must be dire if you called for help from another realm.
She has a cousin, Tristan said.
Eliza's brows knitted.
Who does?
Scarlet.
For fuck's sake, another blood relation? Seathen and Scarlet aren't enough chaos.
Razik griped.
Stop speaking,
Eliza snapped.
As you wish, m'lady,
he replied with a smirk. Tristan thought she might punch the male, but her attention settled back on him as she asked,
Who and how?
A daughter of Temeral, his only blooded child, actually.
And her mother?
The daughter of Akaz. Impossible,
Razik cut in.
That would make her beginnings and endings. The balance forbids it.
He was well read, this one. Then you understand the problem, Tristan said. Eliza looked up at Razik in confusion.
I don't understand.
In all things, there must be balance, Razik replied, his voice tight. And if the balance is not corrected, more than the fates intervene.
By the gods, speak plainly, Roz,
she snapped in frustration.
She shouldn't be here.
In Devrim.
She was never meant to exist.